This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride.
Do you guys ever work on your cars?
If I had one!
It's very satisfying. If you had a cool car, like mine, you could use eBay Motors.
Do you think that if I could get the individual parts and then assemble my own car?
Yeah, they do have over 122 million parts. Plus, with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time.
Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's EBAYMOTORS.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. This episode is brought to you by Coca-Cola. New Coca-Cola Spiced. It's not spicy, but it does have unexpected, extraordinary tastes. For some people, it's like...
like falling on a meteor, fighting a bear just to land safely on the ocean on your own private island with a new best friend.
It's like when you're in that hotel in Las Vegas and the gondola singer is rowing you around the canals, and for that beautiful moment you forget you're not actually in Venice.
It's like running into a hurricane, but then you find yourself in the eye of the storm and you're actually in like a really pretty field, and like the wind is lightly blowing and there's like leaves and the smell of fall.
Or it's like... but, you know, I had something and it wasn't that, and you really threw me off my groove.
It's like hearing your friend come up with his own idea, but then realizing that your idea is so much better, you have to say it right now!
Coca-Cola Spiced, it's bursting with refreshing notes from raspberry and spice flavors. It's an uplifting taste experience unlike any other. Try all new Coca-Cola Spiced and Coca-Cola Spice Zero Sugar today and find out. Copyright 2024, The Coca-Cola Company.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production. This week, the gents change lives for the better. Bob updates us with TikTok arachnid conveyances, Mr. Wilson's touches to bathroom ratio, and worships boats and the dawn. Wade chooses light over darkness and wipes front to back. And Mark gives added value and wants all to strive for perfection via the medium of the exultant moment. Yes, it's time for The Perfect Day. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Distractable. This is the episode that you have been waiting for all your life. You just didn't know it yet. I'm your host, Markiplier, here to give you the judgment of your dreams. Because I'm not going to do anything this episode. I'm going to put everything on the other contestants that are participating in my wonderful episode. Their names, Bob and Wade.
Hi, this is concerning already. I love it.
Hey, no. Sounds like you're stealing my idea. Make you guys do all the work and me sit back and do nothing?
Mm. No. This is clearly an original concept, and no one ever needs to worry about anything that's going to occur in this episode because it's going to add value to people's lives. Oh. That's what we do here.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Is that what we do here?
Uh-oh.
I mean, yes. I always add value to the lives of the listeners.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. If I didn't, they just didn't understand what I meant.
Of course, as it is, and it wouldn't not be that thing that it is that you just said. So
it is and ever shall be, of course.
But before we get started in changing everyone's lives, are the people listening at home, how are you guys? What have you been up to?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I got a fancy phone case this week, and it got here and it didn't fit. It's supposed to be like pretty laser cut or something. But they're going to send me a replacement. So, you know, I got that going for me.
Okay.
Right?
For football fans out there, my UC Bearcats had their coach poached away by Wisconsin, so that was fun. I guess that's a while ago now. But what else has happened? Christmas was a thing.
How do you poach a coach?
Money.
I know I should probably know this.
Come on.
You say, hey, I've got a bigger bag of money than that team you currently have. come to us. And then he says, man, I was really building something great here and it was fantastic. And I was happy. The fans were happy. It was going to be a great program shift. We were going to make ourselves a name. But yeah, I'm going to leave and go over there. See ya. You guys suck. And then he leaves.
All right.
Sounds very amicable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very amicable.
Sounds like everyone is on board.
We sure love it. Yeah.
If we're talking football, I have a TikTok football update.
Oh! TikTok update! Will, hit the music that we always do for the TikTok updates.
Is that it?
I don't like that.
Oh, okay. I thought that was it.
That was somehow deeply unsettling, even though you've sung a lot of songs. That one went that you listen.
Listen. Okay.
I'm sorry.
My TikTok update for this week is I've been learning new information from TikTok, like and such as, have you guys heard of the video game Choo Choo Charles?
Yes.
No.
I didn't know about this, but it's apparently indie game. I think it's developed by one guy over the last year where you have a train and it rides on tracks and you are somehow surviving and or battling against a spider train, which doesn't have to go on tracks, and is the size of a train with the qualities of a spider.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Don't love that.
No, I love that.
So, you know, if you're afraid of spiders, maybe don't check it out. But Two Star Games, new game, Choo Choo Charles, released on December 9th. And TikTok showed me this, and I hate love it. It looks really fun, honestly, but also yucky. But on the football note, I found an account on TikTok that's keeping track of at what point in this football season Russell Wilson will have thrown more touchdown passes than he has bathrooms in his house. It's been a rough year. Bathrooms are still winning, but he's getting it closer. I think he got one. The last one I watched, he got one touchdown. So I have nothing against Russell Wilson. I don't know why, but this guy talks so much shit in such a good way. Russell Wilson has 12 bathrooms in his house, apparently.
Wow.
And has thrown something like 9 or 10 touchdown passes this season so far. And for anyone who doesn't follow football, it's late in the season. That's not very good.
Fantastic.
So, you know, take that, Russell Wilson.
I don't know how much you guys talk about this on Go, but it was a big acquisition for Denver. They traded like everything they had to get him, and they're paying him a lot of money. So they're very, very much stuck with him as their quarterback. And it was supposed to be like, we get him on our team. Now our team is like Super Bowl contender. I think they have like 3 or 4 wins or something and a lot more losses. And their offense has been one of the worst in the league, despite the amount they paid to make it not the worst. It's been a big cataclysmic failure, and Russell Wilson's been getting almost all the blame for it.
Interesting.
Anyway, the TikTok account is called Garrett Lee 496. Is very funny. That's the only thing I watch. I don't know if he does other stuff or what. He has other TikToks, so Russell Wilson, not so good at the football. Whoops. That's an oopsie, Denver.
This is going to make Tyler incredibly upset at me, but I originally, when you said Russell Wilson, I was like, is that like Owen Wilson's other brother?
Wow.
Is that someone I don't
Every
know?
Every time he throws the ball, just, wow.
Yeah, because really, I did not connect that you were still talking about football because I was thrown off by Choo Choo Charles. I did not know how
I
that
know, I
connected.
Interjected the Choo Choo Charles because I like that one and his TikTok. But I was supposed to be a football update, and it's the Russell Wilson. But look, he's very famous as far as football players go, but the last time he was good was kind of a long time ago. He took the Seahawks to the Super Bowl? They won a Super Bowl?
Early last year, he wasn't terrible, but he got hurt, and then he was never the same after he came back from the injury.
But, like, he's never played for a team that you guys have talked extensively about, as far as I know. So I don't know if that's a big deal. I think you get a pass, Mark.
Okay,
you're still a good sports learner. You're a big sports learner, boy.
I've been trying real hard at the sports learning, and I've been doing real good.
There's a channel, Bob. I don't know if you'd care about it, Mark, but I don't know, on YouTube, That's Good Sports. The host is a Denver fan, and like every week after Denver has looked somehow worse than the week before, he makes a video called The New Worst NFL Game I've Ever Seen. The new worst NFL game ever. Like, he just keeps adding to it. And like compiling on all of the pain and suffering he experiences being a Denver fan this year.
Well, that is something that I will probably think about casually and maybe mention to Tyler and then never look up again.
All right.
Because this ain't the place for sports. Or maybe it will be. It depends on how this next few hour go. Just singular hour.
It depends on how the next few hour go. I'm with you.
Because the new year is approaching, and this video, or this episode, or not video, there's no video associated with this, everyone shut up.
Sorry for the momentary joy in your life.
There's a video? Oh.
No. This episode is going to talk about New Year's in a way that none of you have ever thought that you needed before, and this will forever change your existence as it stands right now to compare to what it will be in the future.
Wow.
Yes.
Bold claim.
Yeah. All right.
Last year, we talked distantly about New Year's resolutions and all these things, but I thought about it. You know, I started thinking about it deeper, about what it really means. What are these New Year resolutions all about? And what it is? Can you guess? Do you guys want to guess? There's an opportunity to guess here, I guess.
Isn't it about getting Amy to fart or something? Wasn't that a thing? Did you do that?
Was that my resolution?
Wasn't there something that came up where it became a resolution for you? You're going to get Amy to fart.
What do you want to do to pick yourself up and really just turn things around and have the best year you can have? I'm going to make Amy fart. All right.
Okay, wait, say that again. What you said before the last part.
What am I going to do to pick myself and have a better year than I did this year and really just turn my life around?
Yes. There you go.
Uh-huh. Good.
That's it.
I think of something like that.
That is what we're going to talk about because, as we all know, how many days are in a year?
Depends.
365. Oh, it does depend. Damn it.
Got him. I don't know who to give the credit to, but there's 365 or 366 days in the year, depending on what year it is. But it averages about to 365 and a quarter days per year. What it amounts to is making each of those days count, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's about putting yourself on the correct path so that you can become the best version of you that ever existed, right?
This is sounding dangerously yes. like effort.
Who just broke their jaw?
That was a straw for my milkshake dramatically moving by the microphone.
I thought you just clenched your jaw so hard your teeth shattered in your mouth.
It was my dramatic straw movement.
Okay.
Just in case this was a video, I wanted to be prepared.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do today, this is how we're going to define the best day ever. The perfect day. Because when it comes down to all these New Year's resolutions, whether it's language learning, whether it's getting in shape, fitness, whatever vain, stupid bullshit that you decided to do this year that you said you were going to do last year, but you didn't do, so now this year is another excuse to fail yourself. We're going to outline the perfect day so that everyone doesn't have to actually think about the things that they're going to do. They just have to follow our recipe, and then they will become the best human in the world.
Just live that day mm-hmm. that we're going to define every day.
Yes.
And then you will be the best person in the world?
Yes, exactly. If you live the perfect day for the perfect year, then you will be the perfect human. It's just how it is. You will become that. You cannot stop from becoming that. So
I don't see any flaws.
Wade, do you see any flaws?
Can I bring people back from the dead for this day?
What? I will listen to your proposal. I can't promise that I'm going to accept it because this is how it's going to work. Collectively, we're all going to decide the perfect day. So I've divided the day up into a few categories so that we can assign a task for that part of the day so that we can maximize our efforts throughout the day and then work towards bettering ourselves. We've got wake up time. We've got early morning activities, morning, late morning, noon, afternoon, early evening, evening before bed, and bedtime. I actually have, in my past, tried to schedule my life by the hour to doing tasks, and it led to kind of insanity, and I hurt my back at some point, but I was so close to glory. I was so close to glory. And I want to find out, what are the best activities? When is the best time to wake up? When is the best time to go to bed? What do you do when you first wake up? What do you do right before bed to be the best human? We're going to go hour by hour. Well, not hour by hour. Category by category. You guys are going to propose activities for that morning. We're all going to collectively agree on what the best thing in that time slot is.
Okay.
All
right. I like this. This is good. I can take this and apply it to my own life.
Exactly. This is not only going to apply to your sad lives, but it's going to apply to everyone's sad lives out there.
Okay, well.
So they can be happier lives.
What if someone doesn't think they have a sad life? How does that weigh into this?
It's so sad because they don't even realize how sad it is. It's even sadder.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that just sounds like judgment, really, personal. That doesn't.
There may be a time slot for judgment.
But no, you know what? Otherwise, I'm on board with the premise. I'm here. I like this.
All right. So whoever gets the best nomination for the category will get the point. There are a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So we can have a tie, unfortunately.
Excellent. That never happens.
That never happens.
Don't worry, Bob. I don't think any of you will agree with my day. So I think we're safe.
All right, interesting. Well, no, there. I will listen to arguments.
You don't know what I do, man. You guys have no idea how I live.
No, this isn't about what you guys do. This is about, like, call upon your research that you've heard, anecdotes you've heard at the bar about what the best thing to do. I don't care if it's scientifically backed or complete bullshit that your uncle made.
Okay.
It's gotta be something that betters us, and we all have to believe in it, because we're defining the destinies for everyone listening at home. They are all going to follow this, and if they are not the perfect human at the end of it, we have failed.
Okay, well, I believe in it already. I don't even know what it is. I choose to believe.
Good.
That's where I'm at.
Are you both ready?
Born ready.
Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential?
You're talking about the potential?
The potential? You thought to yourself, oh, a little elbow grease, some fresh installs, a little bit of love. You could transform that body full of rust into a baby that's all your own.
Cars, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much to transform my ride.
Your ride's more like Schrodinger's ride. If you don't think about it, it both does and does not exist.
It is possible.
But on eBay Motors, anything is possible. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. They got brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it.
With eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back.
Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractible. That's rocketmoney.com/distractible. rocketmoney.com/distractible. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
We are going to decide what is the definitive best time to wake up.
Well, I already know this one, so this seems unfair. So I can let Wade go first if you have anything, but I know the answer to the right answer.
All right, confident. All right. I like confidence.
Noon. Wow. I mean, 7 a.m. That's what I meant.
7. Why 7?
Well, you want to wait till the sun's coming up a little bit, because I don't know. It's nice to, like, either have the sun rising or have the sun rise a little so you can, I don't know, enjoy daylight. I feel like when you wake up and it's dark, it's just kind of miserable. Whereas you wake up and at least there's some light, it's like that first moment of waking up. It's like, oh, okay. And then
some people could say if you wake up after the sunrise, you don't get to see the sunrise. Sunrise might be a very important biological something.
I disagree. I think that Wade science dictates that having light when you wake up is better than waking up in darkness.
Bold. Okay. All right.
Anakin woke up in darkness and look what happened to him.
What?
That's true.
Yeah.
He's got you there.
Anakin,
I guess.
From Star Wars?
It's a football thing.
From the Star Wars.
Star Wars is a football thing.
Bob, what time is the best time to wake up?
Okay, well, Wade kind of jokingly found his way into my answer, but mine, it's not a number, man. You can't measure perfection. You need to rise with the sun.
Ideally, you begin to come out of your sleep slowly. Just as the sun starts to peak, the sky starts to turn that sort of like pinkish orangey morning hue, you know, as it's just coming around, and you start to wake up as the sun comes around, and you're fully awake and enjoying the sunrise by the time the sun is a full circle in the sky. That is a natural way to wake up. The light weight is correct. The light is a good thing. Having some kind of light as part of your wake up is good. But the jarring nature of an alarm set to an arbitrary time, which is, you know, just a system that we've superimposed on the universe, which doesn't need time, is too jarring. And it shakes your mental state. It starts you off in a negative direction just because it's sort of jarring and frightening and unnatural. You just really want to rise with the sun. And if you work on it, you can align your sleeping rhythms and everything, your cycle of sleep, so that it happens. And you just naturally start waking up with the sun and you get that beautiful, you see the sunrise, you are the sunrise. It's perfect.
I love this. And even if the answer is pretty similar to what Wade said, I think you defined it better. You need to wake up with the sun, not slightly after, but as the sun rises. So you have to build your house in a way that you have a giant window that is pointed towards where the sun will rise. Mm-hmm. And because the sun rises in different parts throughout the year, you have to have a house that rotates.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to allocate time in the day to rotate your house a few degrees to get to the sunrise. We're going to assume that you built it ahead of time in the previous year.
It's automated.
It's automated.
If you can afford a house that can do that, you can afford a button that rotates it for you.
Yes, exactly.
A button is okay, but it's automated ideally. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm giving that to Bob because what do you mean you're shocked?
Subreddit, you know what to do.
He articulated it way better than your answer.
Already lost.
Well,
Bob went to law school, so Wade loses. I see how it is.
You know when you lost, Wade? When your alarm ripped you to consciousness at the stroke of noon and shocked your system and ruined your brain.
Yeah.
That's when you lost.
We get together to record these at noon Eastern. Mm. And let me tell you,
early as we can get you to wake up.
That is true.
I set 5 alarms to get up for that.
Yeah. So, well, obviously, Wade, you need to follow this program because waking up with the sun is definitively better. There is scientific data to back up certain wavelengths of light, not this like a blue light blocking thing with computer screens, although that's not bad. Literally, when you wake up, the serotonin in your brain starts to ramp up and the various hormones in your brain start to kickstart when they get exposure to sunlight specifically. And the wavelengths that occur as the sun rises is kind of the natural rhythm that our body wants to adhere to. And the more sunlight that we see, the more serotonin we produce, which converts to melatonin. If you don't notice the naming conventions between serotonin and melatonin, they are similar because serotonin converts to melatonin later in the evening so that you can go to sleep. That's a natural chemical in your body that causes you to become sleepy. So Bob is correct, and I believe waking up with the sun is a great designation of how best to wake up. And he gets the point.
Morning people, am I right?
Clearly, I already do this. I didn't wake up at noon or later in the last 3 to 5 days or anything like that. I always rise with the sun because I'm in tune, okay? My body's in tune with nature. That's how I live.
Yes, of course.
I'm unapologetically me, and I hate the sunrise. I will gladly sleep till the sun's ready for me to wake up when it's hot enough to go jump into a swimming pool, or if it's winter, to not go outside at all.
Nice.
That's the spirit, except it's not.
Well, it's not the spirit of this next year when everyone lives their best life, which you won't.
Yeah, we all agree to try this lifestyle out too, right? So, you know, Wade, you're about to have to make a switch.
Yeah, we're all doing it.
Sure. Side note, my fingers are behind my back and crossed, but they don't know that. Yeah, I'm with you guys.
Tell that to the new year. All right. We've woken up. It's early morning. This is the first activity we do after getting out of bed. This is very important because this, I believe, sets the tone of what you're going to do for the rest of the day. There's many things you could do in this time, but it's a very small period of time to take advantage and prepare yourself for the day to come. What is the best thing to do immediately after waking up in the early morning?
If I may, it's simple. You look at your phone, see what time it is, go fuck that, and go back to sleep.
Ooh, man.
Old strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Wait, you know what? Maybe, Bob, you go. I'll go after you this time. Let me steal your idea, get points for it. Here you go.
I have an answer for this one, too, and it's one word.
Okay.
Dumpies.
Interesting.
I think we all know what it means. I don't know if it needs... I think it stands for
Is that
for
another
itself.
Word for coffee? Because I'm not a coffee drinker.
No, I hate coffee. I don't drink coffee. Dumpy, you gotta plop some logs, man. That's the best way to get going.
To build your house. Like a Lincoln log.
You could build things with that, I guess. It's poop, Swade. I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm a night shitter.
You're really?
A night shitter.
Whoa, really?
Oh, yes. Oh, I wake up 2 or 3 times in the night to pee, but I do not shit in the morning. No, I do not shit in the afternoon. I'm a night shitter.
Oh, I thought you were like midnight.
Exclusively?
Yeah, that's weird. Well, okay.
No, I guess sometimes like early, so there's afternoon poopies, but typically it's like around dinner time.
Are you like a once a day shitter?
One to two.
I'm gonna just like.
Hey, we're talking about something here. What are you doing?
But I do wipe front to back. Is that good?
Yes, that is good.
How does every episode get down to the specificities of our biological functions? I'm gonna
use the single sheet folded, or do you like roll it up?
I don't want to hear anything.
I take
more.
3 to 4 sheets.
Excellent.
Which is a little excessive,
we'll
but not as excessive
fade
as some
them
people.
Out in the background and play some elevator music in the meantime.
And do you go through the middle or do you go around the side when you're reaching around to take?
Oh, kind of like the little ball going like around the funnel where they go side to side slowly. Also sounds fun.
Do you use wet wipes? Do you have wipes?
No, but sometimes if I'm feeling really ambitious, I'll wet the toilet paper.
That's an interesting approach. Find that later. He is like dry, wet, back to dry. Then you're spotless.
All right, now
we're
that
so
no
sync.
One
we have the perfect dumpy.
Now that
we
no
did
one
it,
had
Mark.
To
we
hurry,
made the perfect dumpy.
Now that no one had to hear that, I'm going to exclude biological necessities from this list.
Does that include eating? Grooming?
No, it doesn't include cleansing yourself. It's going to the bathroom. We're really just going to assume you fit that in here and there as needed because everyone's different.
My schedule's packed.
Yeah, it's an important ritual. You got to make time.
Yeah, but that's different for everybody. But we're going to assume each one has it because I don't want to hear about it.
Okay.
All right. Early morning. I'm talking besides that. Like some people take a shower first thing in the morning. Some people meditate.
I pee.
Hmm? What?
No, that's against the rules.
What?
Oh shit, I don't pee. I like honestly the best mornings are the ones where I don't have to like move right away, where I can take my time, kind of like wake up, just lay there and relax a little bit, think
my
about
God,
things.
My God, this is after you get out of bed. Listen.
We're
to
skipping the best part.
Okay, fine. What do you mean? That was part of the wake up. Bob won it with wake up the sun. It's already been defined. It's written in the tablet.
Oh.
There's no erasing stone writing.
Can I go back to bed?
Okay, that's your proposal, is to go back
no,
to
no,
bed.
No, Bob, you go first. I'll go after you.
He's already gone.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Well, but you said we couldn't do mine. I thought I had to submit one that was allowed under
all
the
right.
rules.
Okay, Bob, you would have another one.
All right. Yeah. So one might think showering would be a good start, sort of grooming, you know, getting ready, cologne, whatever, however you like to prepare your body. But I think what's really more important is aligning your mindset and your intentions with your soul and also your spine. What I like to do is once I've arisen with the sun, I thank the sun for waking with me and bringing another beautiful day. And then I go to my backyard where I have a precariously balanced tower of river stones on top of which is one big enough for me to sit upon. And I sit cross-legged on top of my tower and balance myself, balance my mind and my body, and bring everything into alignment and meditate with the sun as it rises into its lofty place of enlightenment and glory. And just, you know, hit some sweet meditation for a minute before I start my activities.
Okay. So your is meditation. Is in whatever way that is, it was very elaborate. Let's assume you have an incredible... Every one of these assumes you have the incredible location and perfect supplies and whatever circumstances to make this
there's
occur.
No limit on the reality of how much things cost or having certain the ideal setup, whatever that may be for you. Meditation is actually sincerely a really great thing to do in the morning for me anyway.
Yes, it is. And when you're the perfect human, you'll have the income to pay for it, charge it on whatever credit cards you have.
Yeah, no, obviously
get your moving house to the direction of the sun.
Well, you improve your life, you improve your bank account too.
Of course, it's obvious. Okay, Wade, what's your proposal?
Well, I'm real and I'm not lame, so I'm worrying about breakfast.
Breakfast, okay. All right, you want to eat first thing in the morning? All right.
I want to eat as many meals as I can squeeze into this perfect day.
What are you eating?
in a perfect world, my grandma had this gravy, fried eggs, biscuits meal. I would be eating that. Bacon, gravy, biscuits. I used to eat that almost every morning I was over at my grandparents. She would make that meal like every day. Whoa. Everything homemade, made from scratch. And we never got tired of it. And to this day, I could still probably eat that every day. And I've not had it in so long, but I would totally go for that any day of the week, every day of the week.
Amazing.
That does sound pretty incredible. So it's really it's really a debate whether you want to start your day off with breakfast at this point or you want to set your intentions.
My intention was breakfast. It was set.
As delicious as your breakfast sounds, I do know, and there's data to back it up, again, that meditation first thing in the morning, and I know there's so many people out there that are like, I don't meditate, that's stupid. It's like really truly getting in touch with yourself and understanding your mind and centering it for what you want to accomplish that day, especially for those of you who have ADHD. Like, it is incredibly beneficial to visualizing it and like focusing your attention on what needs to be done that day. Or if you don't have anything that needs to be done, which of course you do because it's the perfect day, you need to be ready. However, I do got to give credit to the fact that there is a need for energy to get in there. So breakfast is important. I do, however, have to lead towards the meditation because this is the very first thing.
Before you give it to meditation, there is technically science that supports what you're saying, but there's also a study that supports that eating before you meditate is better.
What's your source?
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
Yes. It's a pseudo-scientific report that I just made, and I am the only recipient of the survey, and I filled it out and said breakfast first.
I like
it. So, being as we don't have to necessarily always be right, as we stated at the start of this, I claim my scientific research also acceptable.
I accept your scientific research.
Thank you.
Because I didn't provide sources anyway. But I'm still going to go with Bob because it's beginning in the morning and I'm assuming that breakfast is still up for grabs if breakfast isn't occurring here on the perfect
You missed
days.
It. You'd meditated, you missed breakfast. It was already done.
All right.
Bacon and eggs, gone. I ate it. So you guys get nothing.
I actually don't eat breakfast. So, you know, that also is a qualification for the perfect day.
I take away 2 points from you.
All right. I'm putting that on the board.
harsh but fair.
Yeah, Wade Science declares I'm currently at -2 points. All right, that's it. That is good. But I'm going to go with meditation because there is actually a lot of advantages to that. I used to not be a meditation kind of person. You don't have to like light incense or stuff like this. You just sit quietly, think inwardly, be aware, be present. All right, perfect day is off to a great start. Now we're in the morning. This is when you're done with your early morning rituals, all that stuff. We woke up with the sun. We meditated with the sun. Now it's time for the morning. What do we do?
Breakfast,
okay.
Still eating. Still I was very hungry today.
Okay, grandma's breakfast, delicious breakfast. You're reproposing that. There's no rule against not reproposing something.
Oh, God, so good.
I like the breakfast. I have to say, grandma's breakfast sounds good, if not insanely heavy to be eating every day, but maybe it has magical qualities. Things prepared with love by grandmothers can often exceed the laws of nature and physics and everything.
Mm. No BS here. My grandma's food and then like time out on like our pontoon, whenever I did, I don't meditate very often anymore, but whenever I actually did try that, whenever I like try to find like a peaceful place, eating breakfast with my grandparents and being out on like the boat are the two places my brain goes first. Those had such an impact on me that is my peaceful place.
Nice. Beautiful.
I believe it.
All right.
Anyway, and I just want to put out there, I know it's against the rules, I would propose second dumpies just as a...
That's perfect at your second breakfast.
It's part of my normal actual life. But no, I mean, it's hard to argue breakfast. I think the only other thing I would say is... Maybe a nice walk. Take care of your pet, because in an ideal world, I have a very, like I do in real life, I have a pet dog and I love her. And so maybe she needs a nice morning walk, and it's nice to get a little light exercise in.
We're rich. Pet's automated.
It's not untrue. I have to give that to you, but yeah, I don't know. Like a nice, like a family walk, maybe. Maybe you take, if you have a kid, you take the stroller out, you take the dog out. Maybe it's just you and maybe your significant other. Something like that.
Okay, so that's a good proposal. There are studies that show both for breakfast and against breakfast, skipping breakfast, not skipping breakfast. There's studies that show health benefits either way. I don't know the grand scheme of it, but no one suggested no breakfast. I'm going to give it to Wade.
All right.
Because getting a nutritional breakfast and getting nutrition in you in whatever way you can, and the love that was clearly baked into every bean that you ate that morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to give breakfast.
There were no beans, but all right. I appreciate it.
I'm going to give breakfast to Wade. That's good. All right.
About damn time. I'm back on top. Am I losing still? I'm back on bottom still.
I'm in the third place with -2. You have 1 point. Bob has 2 points.
Oh, I'm right in the middle of this love sandwich. Let's do it.
All right. Late morning. This is before noon. This is probably when you're going to get into your work day if you're working, if that's what you do at this point, if you have something to do, if you have a task to advance yourself as a human being. What is this late morning now that you're up, your basic needs are met, your mind is focused, you've meditated on this very moment of how you're going to start your life? How do you do it?
Dumpies? Bob, you go.
I mean, third dumpies is a possibility. It depends what we ate for breakfast and or dinner the night before. But this is the time to do the small amount of work that you're going to do in the day. You're such a deficient person. Your life is so perfect. You don't need to work 8 hours. You don't even need to work 4 hours. You just need a little bit of time to respond maybe to a couple emails that are really impeding on your consciousness. But what you really need to do is some intense and well thought out research for the next podcast episode that you're going to host, because clearly we are a beacon of journalistic integrity and writing prowess, and that doesn't come easily on this podcast. I tell you what, you think it's as polished as it is because we just show up and say whatever shit we think of? No. It's a facade. It's a bit. This is heavily researched, and you know, you gotta spend time. You gotta invest the hour and 15 minutes. You really gotta put into that every week to make sure you're doing the stuff to plan it out. So that's what I would do. All the hard research and stuff I do for all those episodes I hosted that were so good and thoughtful.
This is my actual perfect day. After breakfast, we live on a lake, near a lake, and after breakfast, time to clean up the mess, and then we get food together to put into the cooler, toss it on the pontoon, and it's about time to go out and enjoy the water. Go tubing, go skiing, go swimming, go boating, go fishing. It's time to be out on the water for a few hours. So breakfast is done. Let's go out and enjoy the lake.
You're compressing your entire day. Like, there's so many more hours in the day left, and it's defined by this lake trip.
I'm going to the lake after breakfast.
Can I just say, it was my impression from the premise that Mark was suggesting that we come up with like the optimal day in terms of getting your work done, fulfilling your family and life obligations, enjoying yourself.
This is family time.
Wade seems to be describing the perfect day as like that song. Perfect day. Nothing's getting in my way.
Yeah.
Like you're on vacation.
We have a house that rotates to have the sunlight come in. I think we can afford some time on the water.
And we work hard for that house. You think that's just handed to us? We earn it with the hour and 15 minutes of hard work in the morning. Late morning.
We are going out enjoying the damn water and exercising.
All right.
I'll stab you.
Whoa. I feel like since there's some confusion about how this day is going, it is to try to be a perfect day to better yourself. We're trying to be the perfect human after this. It's not a perfect vacation day. It's a perfect day that we can repeat and be better. So let's, instead of defining it by vague things, we're going to go hour by hour. Or at the very least, we're going to define tasks and how long they're going to take. Because I realized our morning, basically, this couldn't possibly take more than
an 8-hour morning.
Exactly. Perfect time to go out on the boat.
So
the sun rises at 2 a.m., right?
Boat, yeah. 3 hours, exercise, fish, eat lunch.
Let's just assume late morning is 10-ish, right? We woke up whenever the sun rose, and we're in a part of the world where the sun rises around anywhere from 5 to 7, okay? We're going to define that. So it's 10 o'clock. What do you do at 10 o'clock?
Well, I guess I can't give my ideas. So what I do is I go and I sit at a desk and I write up fucking, I don't know, songs. I'm a musician and shit. Because all of a sudden my day is not good enough. That's what
I was just trying to get us to agree on a premise, because I feel like you were suggesting stuff that sounds fun and I was suggesting stuff that sounds like work, and work is bad.
Well, that's not my fault you chose work and I chose fun.
All right, okay.
Is it fun is wrong.
Let's round robin. All right, hold on. Okay, instead of going hour by hour, we'll work backwards to that. We'll propose what the perfect day is made up and we'll slot in where it fits in the day, okay?
Boat! Boat's perfect all right. Day! Wade, what boat?
All right, boat time. All right, Bob, what's your counterpoint to boat
time? Okay, hang on.
He's right, his podcast.
I can do this. Hourly billed work pod.
What?
Yeah. Are those a thing anymore? Is that a thing where you could like rent an office in like a, what are those called?
Oh,
those
shared
workspaces.
Right.
I'd like to get out and talk to people. I'd like to be in a melting pot.
Okay.
I want ideas flowing around
me.
Like
you wave at people on the other boat.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do this. I have to change this on the fly because I didn't think this would be such a contentious episode.
What is this, changing shit on the fly?
All right.
Christmas is over. We're done with people. It's time for us time.
I'm writing the proposals and who proposed it, and then we're going to go back and we're going to see what fits in the day, and whoever has the most slots in the day will get the most points and win, okay?
There's so many slots. If I make a longer day, I win?
No, I don't think that's
60 hours of boat time.
No, of course. Boating. Okay, give me more things that you want to do on this perfect day. Quick, rapid fire.
Korean barbecue.
Okay, that's Bob's suggestion somewhere
Korean
in the day.
Korean barbecue again.
No.
It's really good.
Nope.
Okay.
It is good.
Lunch outside. An outside lunch.
Ah, like lunch outside / picnic thing.
Yeah.
That's good.
A bike ride, an e-bike ride where I don't pedal the whole time, but it's delightful.
No pedaling.
I like walking after meals. Eat a meal, go for a walk.
Walk specifically after meal. Got it. Okay.
What? Oh, no, I thought of it, so I'm going to say it. Watching someone clean my house for me, apparently. I don't have to do it.
Clean your house.
Oh, okay, sexy maid porn videos. Got it.
I'm putting in parentheses, feeling of superiority.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I like to spend my day. Can I boat again? No, hang on. I got more things I like.
More boat. More boat, Wayne.
No, that's legit.
Boat.
You could go back on boat.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's wasteful, but Molly and I like evening drives.
Okay.
It gets us away from like technology for a while.
Vehicles for Wayne.
I'm trying to get out of the house. I walked once.
Yeah. You're right.
And swam off the boats. I did two things.
There was no swimming. You did not propose swimming.
No, I did. I said on the boat, you can go swimming to exercise. You can go fishing. You can do all kinds of things while you're out on the water.
I did say that. I would include that.
Yeah. All right. Swimming near or around the boat.
I said skiing and tubing, too.
Skiing and tubing. Water sports. I'm putting that Wade. Water sports.
My perfect day, I would be around the water. I love water. What else do I like? I guess I would make some time for friend obligations.
Quote friends.
Yeah. Just deal with you all so that we maintain our status quo and like my Sims bar of my relationships don't drop.
Uh-huh.
Deal with them. All right. Okay.
Getting a new piece of technology.
Okay.
Could vary, but new phone, new
getting
computer.
Getting a whole technology rather than just a piece.
That's very specific. I'm writing it down. Getting a whole.
All of technology.
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough time for that, but I'm writing it down. Getting all of technology.
A quick TikTok session on the toilet, but only good ones come up.
It's not
extra
magic.
Dumpies.
How do you get that?
I know, it's luck. Sometimes you only get good ones. I don't know. I don't know what causes it.
All right.
Wait, the dumpies or the TikToks?
No dumpies. No dumpies. All right, I'm putting it on dumpies. We'll fit it in.
Like it got edited together. Dumpies. No dumpies. All right, I'm putting this one on dumpies.
Bob has the dumpy suggestion because it was his first. All right.
I give him credit.
How about some more like self-improvements?
Why? I'm already perfect.
But I don't want to do that. Yeah, I'm pretty good. I don't...
Our perfect day is going to have no self-improvement.
We already did. We woke up and meditated. No, how much time do we deserve?
I'm not good at it, and I kind of hate it while I'm doing it, but like a good, like 30 to 40 minute, like high hit workout or something, like a gym workout where I'm not too sore or tired after.
Okay.
Like a solid workout.
Efficient. Okay. Gotcha.
That does get the blood flowing, which I have to admit makes me feel better when I do it, even though it's stupid and I'm out of shape and I don't like it.
Okay.
Uh-huh, I got my workout on the boat.
All right. What else? We got room for more.
I'm happy. That's my day. I'm going to bed.
Going to bed.
Wait, did I say dinner? Do we do dinner? Oh, God, I can't skip dinner.
We didn't have dinner.
Oh, God.
I mean, technically, Korean barbecue could be for dinner. Had dinner.
There's no other options for dinner slot. Bob would win that by default.
What about chicken wings?
Chicken wings for dinner. Oh,
okay. Ooh.
All right.
Grater's ice cream for dessert.
All right.
Then we'll remember that we have pets again for the first time since morning. We'll walk them again.
Pets, walking, and remembering.
Yeah, perfect right. day.
Wade, you got a ton of suggestions here, Bob. You really got to get the numerals up on your suggestions.
Yeah, okay. Well, so...
Dumpies?
I mean, there's a lot of dumpies in my normal day, but that's not—it's not allowed and already suggested at the same time.
I'll put second dumpies, but you keep going.
I appreciate that. No, I would say family time.
Oh,
Hanging out time.
Yeah, I guess family obligation, friend obligation. I guess those are two different ones, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, if it's a perfect day, gaming, playing a good game for some amount of time.
Game. Let's say an hour.
Yeah, that's good.
We could slot in more hours.
What else can you do? We're doing...
Would you like a recap of everything we have so far?
Yeah. Take it from the top, Jeeves.
All right, so we've already set in stone. We wake up with the sun, meditate, and breakfast. Those are our first three activities in that order.
I like breakfast. The other two I could live without.
The pool of activities we have are boating from Wade, we work, Bob, Korean barbecue, lunch outside picnic, e-bike ride with no pedaling, walk after a meal specifically, watching someone clean your house, feeling of superiority, more boat, evening drives, water sports, friends, quote unquote, getting a new piece of technology, getting all of technology, dumpies, 30 to 40 minute HIIT workout, going to bed, chicken wings for dinner, Grater's ice cream, pets, walking and remembering, second dumpies, family time, and playing a good game.
Pretty solid day.
Those are the pieces of our perfect day that will make us the perfect human.
Another activity that I feel like you need is watching the next episode in a TV show that you're in the middle of.
Okay.
Or binge it if it's all on, like, I don't know, Netflix or something.
All right. So
you guys spread it out. We're doing lots of stuff.
No, I'll put down binge in a 4-hour block for Wade. If he can convince me to take up 4 hours of this day for binging, I'll allow it.
Oh, Dad. Yeah. Easy. You get back from boating, you turn on the TV, relax a bit, maybe take a nap, wake up, eat dinner, watch some more while you eat.
All right.
Remember, you have pets.
This is kind of a specific time block one, but early evening or evening, I gotta suggest, remember you didn't drink any water today. Have a glass of water and feel your headache slightly go away.
Ah, got it.
Oh, I can always go for more water. Can we put boating a third time? Thanks. You ever going out in the water, like in the middle of the night on a lake, and like it's smooth as glass? If your boat's not moving, you just park and you watch the water just settle.
Night boating.
Night boat's different, technically.
And you can go night fishing, too. Night fishing's fun.
All right.
MK, terrifying.
Any more suggestions before we start assigning things?
Can we boat?
You have boating three times on this list, plus water sports.
Oh, okay. Well, we gotta get the boat out of the water, I guess.
I'm gonna put in, like, shopping. Just in general, but at like a fun store, you know, not like shopping for socks, but like, you know, at like Bed Bath and Beyond or like somewhere with cool toys or technology. So it's just like shopping.
Okay. Cool. All place. Right.
Cool. Late night pizza slash arcade. You know those pizza places that have like the game room in the back where you go and like you get tickets and all that.
All right.
Yeah.
Late night pizza arcade.
Yeah, we gotta have second breakfast, third dinner.
I mean,
but we'll bike to it or something to be healthier. We'll pedal.
Biking to the arcade.
Gotta work off that pizza.
I would say after dark dog walk is a personal favorite of mine.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Got it. Okay. Any last ones?
Can we take 5 minutes to look out of our windows to see what the hell our neighbors are up to and then scowl a little bit before we go back and sit down?
Okay, 5 minutes to scowl at neighbors. Got it.
Thank you.
All right, any last minute ones? We gotta wrap it up here.
Oh, the car needs gas. I need to take the car out to get gas.
Get gas.
Oh, yeah.
Because you gotta get gas for the boat, too.
While you're at the gas station, you get a drink or something because you get a treat because you filled up the car.
And take a gas station dumpy.
Oh, no. No, no.
No, I wouldn't either.
No
scary.
Gas station dumpies.
What if you have an electric car? What if you don't need gas?
Then you still don't want to take a dumpy there.
You go to the gas station anyway. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
You just go and park at a gas pump and go in and get a snack.
Do they have electric boats? Are they like Tesla boats?
Yes, but not like in production series or anything, I don't think. They exist.
All right. Well, we still have to get gas for the boat then.
Get gas for a boat? All right. Okay. All right. So we've got this. All right. We've woken up, meditated, it's breakfast, had it. It's 10 o'clock. What out of this, I'm going to propose. This list.
Is this everything you hoped it would be?
This episode is brought to you by Coca-Cola. New Coca-Cola Spiced. It's not spicy, but it does have unexpected, extraordinary tastes. For some people,
It's like...
like falling on a meteor, fighting a bear just to land safely on the ocean on your own private island with a new best friend?
It's like when you're in that hotel in Las Vegas and the gondola singer is rowing you around the canals, and for that beautiful moment, you forget you're not actually in Venice.
It's like running into a hurricane, but then you find yourself in the eye of the storm, and you're actually in like a really pretty field, and like the wind is lightly blowing, and there's like leaves and the smell of fall.
Or it's like... but, you know, I had something and it wasn't that, and you really threw me off my groove.
It's like hearing your friend come up with his own idea, but then realizing that your idea is so much better, you have to say it right now!
Coca-Cola Spice, it's bursting with refreshing notes from raspberry and spice flavors. It's an uplifting taste experience unlike any other. Try all new Coca-Cola Spiced and Coca-Cola Spice Zero Sugar today and find out. Copyright 2024, The Coca-Cola Company.
This episode is brought to you by Maybelline New York. Get ready to bring the heat with Maybelline's newest lip plumping gloss, Lifter Plump. Fair warning though, it's hot. Like, literally. It's formulated with chili peppers to bring a heated sensation and an instant plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Hot Honey, and more. Buy Lifter Plump now on Amazon and use the code 10PLUMP to get 10% off for a limited time. Tap the banner to learn more.
I'm gonna outline this as best I can and hope I'm just gonna make quick decisions.
It better be boat.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. So we had breakfast, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to, while we digest, watch someone clean our house because we don't have to do that shit and they're taking your plates away because that's obvious. While you're doing that, you... oh my God.
Dumpies?
You... remember that you didn't drink water in the morning, so you drink some and feel your head. Oh no, wait, that's not. Evening. That's
take
evening.
Milk with breakfast.
No, that's evening activity.
Oh, gross. No, you drink Sprite Zero with breakfast. No calories.
Cranberry Sprite?
They made it in a zero sugar form. I would have crushed some cranberry Sprite.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about this? You go for a walk after your meal. Where was that? Walk after meal, which was Wade's suggestion. After you watch someone clean your house, you go for a walk after your meal. I'm going to assume that you're going to the gym in some way to do your 30 to 40 minute HIIT workout. You know what I mean? Because you're going to walk there.
It sounds dangerously like not boating.
Mm-hmm. But you're going back because you remember you need to pick up gas for the boat.
Okay.
To so fuel. You can boat later.
Yes, exactly. Because you're going to boat later. You're remembering to remember to go get your boat gas so you can do that later. Let's see, feeling superiority. How long does that take? You watch them for 15 minutes. You take a walk for 15 minutes. You work out for 30 intensely. You grab gas for 30 minutes. It's now about noon. What are we doing for lunch? Are we doing...
oh, perfect. There's this nice little Korean barbecue place on the water. You can dock your boat and eat right there.
A boat Korean barbecue. 100 out of 100 idea.
Okay. We got gas for the boat. We started the first boating and then we went to get Korean barbecue on the river.
Hell yes.
Yeah, that's... baby. I love this day.
Extra points for the boat river situation on that one.
Yes. All right. We double dip because we park our boat at the Korean barbecue. We take our e-bike that's at a storage locker at the Korean barbecue and bike to our WeWork to work amongst other people, get our social bars up, which is where we're dealing with our quote unquote friends because we know it's temporary and we don't actually care about them.
Oh, thank God.
And then once we're doing that on the way, we can't get all of technology. So we get a new piece of technology and then we take dumpies at the WeWork because we're not pooping in our own house.
We've done it, everybody.
WeWork dumpies is acceptable. It's not gas station dumpies, so that's cool.
Yes, exactly. At the on the way back, we e-bike to the fun store for shopping. I don't know what that is.
You know, the fun store. Everybody knows has a fun store they like.
Yeah, you need a new noodle for the boat or something. Maybe you're picking up some balls to throw in the water. You know those little balls like fill up with water and you like skip them across?
Yeah absolutely.
You lost a boat bumpy, so you need a bumpy so you can park your boat safely.
Exactly. All right, so you get that. You go back to the dock, the Korean barbecue dock. You go for more boat. This is a category. More boat is here.
Yay!
You take your boat, and as you're on the water, you are doing your water sports to get your water-related exercise in. You finish that, I guess, take the boat home, get fucking What time is it by now? I don't even know.
When you're on the boat, time doesn't mean anything. What do you care?
You're right. You're right.
4 or 5 o'clock. It's evening.
Here's what you do. Before you get the water sports, you pick up your family to spend time with your family. Then you're all doing your water-related activities with your family. And maybe while they're having fun, you play a game. You brought your Switch or your Steam Deck.
We bought the water balls at the fun store.
It's time for dinner. Unfortunately, you can't take your boat to dinner. Is there any? Okay, there's
chicken. Oh, you can. What you do is you put it on a trailer and you drive it.
Okay,
you didn't suggest land boating. You can't just throw land boating in now.
Right. I'm throwing land boating in.
Yeah, well, we get done with that and we got to evening drive to dinner, which I thought, Bob, didn't you have a dinner suggestion?
Wade suggested chicken wings.
Right. What did you suggest?
You said it didn't get better than
Korean barbecue. I said Korean barbecue and said that could be dinner, but we used that already.
All right. So evening, it's only chicken wings for dinner. Get your protein in. So you evening drove to the chicken wing place where you decide afterwards to fucking, this is the worst. you walk your dog after dinner. But you remember
you... Why is that the worst day ever? Walking the dog?
I hate dogs.
Mark hates dogs.
You remember didn't drink water all day, so you drink some and feel it disappear because you walked your dog to the gas station, not to fill up with gas, but to get a drink. Okay? And then, by then, you are like, ooh, there's a bike here. So you bike to the pizza arcade. Where you realize your neighbors are there as well, and you spend 5 minutes scowling at them. What are they doing at this arcade? I thought this was a high-end establishment. This is not for them. You decide to...
High-end pizza arcade. This is a classy pizza arcade.
You decide you're done here, and you take your pet with you because you brought your pet to the arcade. And you're walking and remembering with your pet to go get Grater's ice cream to cheer yourself up. And when you get home... You only have time to watch the next episode of a TV show. I don't think we have time for late night boating.
What do you mean? What time is it?
It's like, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night.
I still have 6 more hours. I got up early today. I don't have to get up early tomorrow. Jesus.
We're doing second dumpies and going to bed.
I think that sounds like a perfect day for me. I'm glad this worked out the way it did.
Let me reiterate what we did today. It started off so positive of going to be a great day.
I'm sorry you hate boats.
It's just an excellent indication of like how everyone's New Year's resolution go. We wake up with the sun. We meditate. We get breakfast from grandma. We watch someone clean our house. We walk after the meal to go to work out, get gas for the boat, get on the boat, go to the Korean barbecue on the river, get our e-bike, go to WeWork, deal with our friends, get new piece of technology by shopping at the fun store. We dump eat at work, by the way.
Hell yeah.
And then we go to the boat again, more boating, pick up our family on the river, go skiing, play a good game for an hour, evening drive back to get chicken wings, take your dog walking after dark, drink water at the gas station, bike to the arcade with your dog, 5 minutes scowling at your neighbor's pets, walking back, Grater's ice cream, watch an episode of TV, second dummies, go to bed.
That sounds great to me. And this doesn't even account for the fact you can multitask. While you're boating, you could be thinking about things, you could be working, you could be writing ideas, all the exercise you're getting in the water.
I feel like we really didn't improve ourselves.
I feel a lot better about myself. My serotonin, my melatonin, my tonin, it's all up. Mitosis.
Are you tonin, bro?
Yeah.
You listeners, if you choose, and you should choose to do so, if you choose to live this day every day for the next year, you can have the perfect life we all dream about, but never quite achieve. That's what we're concluding here.
This is pretty close to my dream day.
All right, it's dream day. It wasn't exactly the premise, but this is what we've all agreed on. Somehow we got here. We ate Korean barbecue, wings, ice cream, got fun
late
drinks.
Night pizza.
Late night pizza.
My only regret is that Bob didn't get his early morning dumpy, and I honestly want to fight for him for that.
Listen, he dumpied at WeWork.
It depends where you meditate, if you can or cannot have an early morning dumpy. So,
Oh my god, are you standing on the log in your backyard just shitting freely?
I climb my tower in the backyard and stand fully naked and just blast it out. It's such a prolific stream of dumpies in the morning. It doesn't even fall down to the rock. It blasts back and just, you know, it fertilizes my crops.
Will, please fade them out.
And callback time, we can have that servant, the shoes episode we did that comes and wipes your ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like three or four things all at once.
I feel really happy right now. This is the happiest episode we've ever done.
All right, well, let's hold that happiness. I'm going to count up our points because each of these, I kept track of who suggested each one of these. And so, Wade, your suggestions made it into this day. Count them with me. Well, count for me. Remember this number.
Yes.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 suggestions made it into the perfect day.
Holy shit. That's a new record for me. 14.
All right. Bob.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 15, 16, 17.
What? Did we really have 31 things in this day?
Yes, you crazy bastards.
Can I put more boating in?
No.
Did you give him extra points for river barbecue? Because I feel like we all agreed on that.
All right. How many more points would you give
him
for that?
You're the judge.
Four.
Well, that's a convenient number now, isn't it?
Well, you asked. I answered.
But the Korean barbecue was your suggestion, Bob.
He got a point for it.
Yeah, I got my point for that. I'm just saying the combo of boat plus Korean barbecue is so powerful that I respect it.
All right, Wade, I'll give you 2 more points.
Excellent. And Bob also wanted to give me more bonus points for something else, right, Bob?
Sure, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Did you suggest anything I liked? Oh, you suggested chicken wings. I am a little embarrassed I didn't think of that because I love chicken wings.
You heard it here. He offered me bonus points for chicken wings.
All right. You get half a point.
Can I just say, I also feel like anything done in combination, any multitaskable items might be worth bonus points. And I'm not entirely sure who that benefits.
Well,
but, you know, there's some kind of multiplier if you can, you know, scowl your neighbors while you're at the pizza arcade with your pet or something, right? That's valuable.
I mean, it's good, but we'd have to offset it a few times because you had After Dark Dog Walk remembering you didn't drink, so you get a drink at the gas station. Those are very good combos. Mm. And the pizza arcade and scowling the neighbors, I had to shoehorn in. Why are your neighbors at the pizza arcade?
No, that's a great combo. That's a totally believable situation where you'd see your neighbor and be like, ugh, why are they here? God.
But I feel like I should get the points when I came up with a combo.
Well, you are at negative.
You were at negative two.
So
you could get, you give yourself some bonus points.
Right,
I give myself some bonus points. All right. So with all the finagling and jury rigging that we had to do for the points, it's still
tied.
It's 16-17. Wade Bob.
Wait, who wins?
Got any last minute Hail Marys, Wade?
Yeah, what would you shoehorn into this?
I thought
day,
we
Wade?
Tied it up. I thought I got 2 points, then 1 point. I was only down by 3.
I don't think 16 and 17 are the same number.
I didn't give you an extra point.
Oh, Bob said you had an extra point for chicken wings.
He scoffed at that. I suggested it, but he scoffed at it.
Oh, chicken wings, extra point. We all like chicken wings.
That's your Hail Mary? More chicken wings?
Chicken wings again.
Let's see, shower. We haven't showered, so let's shower before we go to bed and sleep on nice clean sheets.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point. We didn't shower.
But did the people who cleaned your house for you change the sheets?
Of course they did. We're rich.
Anyway, I know I made a lot of really, really bold promises about how this was going to change people's lives.
And it will.
This is my retirement dream life.
So I guess we have to stand by this. People at home, if you follow this routine, we guarantee your life will be changed. You will become the perfect human and... all self-help books be damned. This is the only way forward for you.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you guys really want me to tie this up. Either that or Bob really doesn't want to host the next episode.
What?
So,
I don't know what you're talking. I didn't say that.
All right, Wade, I'll give you one last chance. Nothing in here that you suggested I would consider to be a self-help, self-improvement thing. Not one thing in here I would consider that. I want you to suggest one thing that you are going to put in this day that I would believe would improve me or you and anyone here as a person. And I will give you 1 point. 1 point on the board ready for that.
You know, thinking back on the fact that I got to used to live not exactly this life, but I got to do this kind of thing with my grandparents growing up, taking time while out on that boat and just having your family and maybe friends around you, listening to the sound of the waves and the motor humming, and just taking that time to being thankful for that moment, that to me is something that makes me feel better that I have those memories. And I think if you live that life and you take a moment to appreciate the positive things you're getting to experience on this perfect day while you're doing it, that alone will fill you with warmth and make you feel like a better you.
That was good, but was there an activity? Where do I fit
thinking?
That's meditation.
No, meditation's like moving and farting.
Oh, man. You got to meditate better.
I would love to see a class taught by Wade about meditation.
Wait, maybe I'm thinking of yoga. Is meditating yoga?
No.
Oh. Then you know what? We're going to do some boat yoga to work on stretching ourselves out and being more flexible of mind and body.
Oh, God.
Because yoga's not meditating, therefore it's different self-help.
I can't disagree that yoga is not meditating. I have to...
Yeah,
all right, yep. If I'm going to enjoy the fact that Wade thought yoga was meditating, then I have to acknowledge that yoga is not meditating.
Bonus points.
All right. Bob, do you agree that that's worthy of a point?
Yeah, I mean, I do like yoga. It's pretty good.
All right, fair enough. All right.
Yay, I'm tied, losing, and or winning now.
So somehow in an ending of total contrivance, yeah, and I think even the subreddit would agree with this.
No, they won't.
Being kind of cheating, Wade somehow has won.
They know I've been screwed for months. They are happy for me. The subreddit is in pure ecstasy after listening to this perfect day with a perfect ending of Wade winning.
All right. And I guess I can't disagree with that. Legally.
Yeah.
Or something.
There you go. The subreddit's always moaning about who got what points and who forgot to do what about what bonus points and all this stuff. There you go. This is what you asked for, subreddit.
Yep, this is, in fact, what they asked for. So, congratulations, Wade. Would you like to do a winner speech?
Yes, this is the perfect day. Maybe not for everybody, but it would be for me. I am perfectly pleased with our results. Could have squeezed in a morning dumpy before work. Could have stayed up a little bit later and binge-watched some shows and relaxed. But, you know, all in all, perfect day. I feel great. I would live this life happily.
All right, well spoken. Bob, loser speech?
I'm just glad that this match was officiated fairly. You know, refereeing can be difficult. Calling strikes and balls is very subjective, and I know we all saw some things differently, and some, you know, could have gone differently for a couple of our at-bats, but that's the game. You know, everyone has a sporting chance, that's what they say, and, you know, fair is fair. So just congratulations to the winners, and I have no complaints.
Would you change anything about our perfect day, Mark?
Perfect.
Yeah, is that your perfect day now? Are we all in consensus?
Oh, yeah, it has to be. As I stated at the beginning of this, and I will never walk back anything I said, this I made a lot of bold proclamations of what it would be, and I changed the rules midway to try to get better, but it only got worse. So just goes to show, don't change anything. Be who you are.
What do you mean? It's a great day.
It's a day.
I mean, I'm not opposed to boat day. I'm down with that.
My perfect day.
Every day, boat day.
That's your entire life. Boat again.
If we're contriving a day where we can afford a house that rotates with the sun, I'm just saying we could probably retire and enjoy boat day life.
It's not about retiring.
It's never been about retiring. This is a perfect day we're going to live for the rest of our lives.
Wade is speed running this shit. Life is too long.
I blinked. Now I'm 50 years old. Now I'm 70 years old, but I'm still living this day.
There's too many boring quick time events and too many long dialogue sessions with quote unquote family and friends. It's dull. Oh, Wade wants to retire and get out of here.
Put me on the boat and away from everyone else. Woohoo!
All right. We're sending Wade off on the boat into the sunset. All right.
We're sending Wade off to the retirement home.
Yep.
The retirement boat.
Thank you. Yeah, well, thank you everybody so much for listening to Distractable. We are here always to guide you throughout your life. We're like a guru in a way, here to give you all the advice you never knew that you wanted in the first place. Thank you. You can find Bob Myskirm on Twitch. You can find Wade Minion777 on Twitch, or Lord Minion777. I'm Markiplier, and I guess we're leaving now.
You did that a lot better than I did last time.
Thanks. Well, you'll have another chance.
Bonus point.
To who? Me? Next time? Thank you. Official, you heard it. I start the next round with a bonus point.
They shook hands and everything.
Yep. I guessed out.